Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how are you today? Wonder if this is okay. Oh, I got something in my throat. Got a frog in my throat. How's everybody doing today? Hello, hello. We're about to start this beautiful, beautiful podcast on this lovely Wednesday. Tonight's topic is how to balance your life between your work and your business. This is I Am Unique, right? Your DIY business coach. Give me 1 second. Let's cue this intro music. 1 second. Here we go.
Play now is the ultimate entrepreneur experience, the I Am Unique podcast. We talk about business, lifestyle, fitness, health, and mindset.
DIY business coach here in Studio U talking about building your keeping balanced in your business. How to stay balanced in your business. What do you need to do to stay balanced between your life, your business, and entrepreneurship? We're going to go over about 5 good steps before we bring our special guest on. And we will bring her on at 9:30. So stay tuned to the end. There's a lot of good information that is about to be presented. And I would like you guys to stay here for the conversation. So I've had a very, very interesting weekend or month. Actually, the whole month has been extremely, extremely interesting. I've been to Miami, to the Grand Cardone. I've been to Dominican Republic for the last 2 weeks. Look at my beautiful tan. Yes, yes, yes. For those who see me, this tan is popping. And I am now going to D.C. So if anybody would like to meet me in any one of those areas, we'll be back in Dominican Republic in October sometime. And I'll be in Miami in December, in the end of this month. So all of those areas, going to the Barnum Brothers show and getting everything else. So all of this seems like a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of things going on. And it is. It's so crazy out here. You're learning a lot of information. You're networking. You are creating your business. You're getting yourself out there, letting people know who you are. You're letting people meet you and greet you. So you have to decide. One of the things are, you have to decide who do you want to be. You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be an entrepreneur, a rock star. Who do you want to be? What do you want to be in your business? Like, these things are extremely important for you to know where you want to go, who do you want to be, how do you want to act, what do you want to see. So you have to figure out what are your titles going to be. So if you are the business owner or face in the rock star, rock star, party like, how you do it? Like this, party like a rock star, you're going to be be one of those in the business, then you know you can be the accountant, the social media manager, the personal assistant, the chef, the cook. Like, sometimes you got to ask for some help. You know what I mean? And that was number two. Ask for help. Because there is, you can't do everything. It can get tiresome. And it can get worrisome. So go out there and ask for help. And then at the third one is to keep trying, keep pushing. Stay focused in your business. I wonder if this is my guest coming on a little bit early. If it is, it'll be pretty cool. But I'll bring her on. Hello?
Hi, yes. This is Liv.
Hey, this is Unique. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Are you my guest or are you my...
Yes, I'm the guest for tonight. Yes.
Okay, great, 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 great. I'm sorry, because sometimes I have random call-ins, so I just wanted to make sure that I'm talking to the right person.
Oh, no, don't worry. I am early, so yeah, no worries.
So, hey, tell us, hold on one second, tell us about yourself.
So my name is Liv, and I'm the CEO of Live with Nature All Natural Products, where I make over 22 plant-based products for every essential need.
Awesome. And when did you get into that business?
I was tired of overpaying for products that were under-delivering, honestly.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because that is that's a lot of skincare products out there. I used to have really bad acne and really bad skin. And everything I bought from the store made it seem like it made it worse. So
right,
I understand
right.
Your experience. I understand your reasoning. So tell us
yes,
about your
definitely.
Products. Tell us about your products and how long you've been doing it.
Well, I've officially been in business for 3.5 years. I started off as a hair care company because I started to lose my hair myself. So that's what I started to work with. But then I expanded to oral care, household cleaning products, and skin care. So all of my products are handmade by me, plant-based, preservative, and chemical-free. Some of my top sellers are all-natural charcoal toothpaste, peppermint mouthwash. I also have natural deodorants. I have household cleaning products, sanitizer, insect repellent. Honestly, anything that you're looking for, I probably have.
Nice. That might be the mouthwash and the toothpaste from you.
Yes, I'm the only vendor that was at InvestFest that did the toothpaste and mouthwash.
Yay. Okay, now I know exactly who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I meet people everywhere. I was DMing a lot of people, so I do apologize for this. But this is live and it's fun and it's real. So I like it.
No worries, and I appreciate you inviting me on your platform.
You are very, very welcome. Yes, I've been using your mouthwash and your toothpaste, and I like it. It still gives you kind of a little minty kick to it. So I was, because that's what I was worried about. I was like, am I gonna have the minty and it foams up in your mouth? So I'm not sure what she uses, but it works. It does what it's supposed to do, which
correct.
Makes you feel good about brushing teeth. I listened to a book. I forgot the name of the book, but when I listened to it, it talked about toothpaste and how Colgate and toothpaste became popular because of the minty taste and the bubbles that it performed in your mouth. Now, Tay, what they say is none of those items really make a difference in toothpaste, but
exactly,
they make people feel that it does something to you.
Exactly. Oh, yes, most definitely. So like you said, mine does not foam because the foam comes from the preservative, which actually causes dry mouth, irritable gums. And like you said, it adds no benefit to the oral care at all.
Nice.
So I do put peppermint essential oil, which is that minty bursting flavor. But the key ingredient that also teeth whitens and helps eliminate bad breath is the coconut oil. So that's why your teeth feel smooth and clean after brushing them, because of the coconut oil.
Nice, nice. That is awesome to know. You told me you're allergic to the dental to toothpaste, and that's why you created your own toothpaste line. My other question is, so let's get back on topic. How do you make all these awesome products and balance your family and friends and relationships that you may or may not, you may have?
So that, it can be difficult at times, right? We're human, so we're not always going to be balanced. The way that I try to stay balanced is having a set schedule is when I make products. So I own a store, and so I'm able to gauge how, you know, the quantities of how much I sell at my store. So then I can make a schedule. Okay, Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm going to make these products, and this will be good for this long. You definitely have to make a schedule in order to maintain balance, in order to make time for the other things, such as, you know, like you said, family, yourself. Self-care is the most important thing out of all of this. So, yeah, just making sure you set a schedule and sticking to it as much as you can.
Yeah, that is so true. Setting that schedule and making sure that you allocate, add your friends and your family time and your meeting time to your schedule. You know, and a lot of people don't, do not do that. I know they can hear you, but can they hear me? Hold on one second. That was too plain. This is probably why I probably need to turn YouTube people. But anyway, so making sure that you put that your friends and family and, you know, date night with your husband if you're married, or your boyfriend or significant other, whomever, and your, you know, family time, kid times with your kids in that whole meeting. Making sure you have that.
Oh. Yes, correct. I mean, just realizing the importance of, you know, in the, I'm not sure about you, but in the beginning, you know, I feel like every entrepreneur at some point gets to a burnout stage and they have to make those decisions. They have to realize, okay, I have to balance myself or else this is not going to continue to work, right?
What? Right. Extremely.
Hello?